This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has announced that more than 35,000 people have died in Turkey as a result of last week's earthquakes, making it the deadliest such disaster since the country's founding 100 years ago. Confirmed deaths passed 33,000 recorded from the massive earthquake in 1939. Erdogan said 105,500 people were injured as a result of the February 6 quake. And its aftershocks, almost 3,700 deaths have been confirmed in neighboring Syria, and while taking the combined toll in both countries to well over 41,000. While the death toll is almost certain to rise, many of tens of thousands of survivors left homeless are still struggling to find shelter from bitter cold. A Syrian hospital official says gunmen stormed the clinic that is caring for a baby girl who was born under her earthquake-shattered home. The official said that the gunmen entered the facility and beat the director, apparently for firing an employee earlier. The official denied reports on social media claiming that the Monday night attack was an attempt to kidnap the infant. The newborn has been at the hospital since hours after the February 6th earthquake that devastated parts of southern Turkey and northern Syria. The baby's mother died after giving birth. A father and four siblings were also killed in the quake. The White House says the three unidentified aerial objects shot down in the past week were likely benign, drawing a distinction between them and a massive Chinese balloon that earlier traversed the U.S. with a suspected goal of surveillance. Officials also disclosed that a missile fired at one of the three objects over Lake Huron on Sunday missed an intended target and landed in the water before a second one was successfully hit. The China balloon is believed by American intelligence to